نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Al-Islam, today inshallah we're discussing one of what is known to many Muslims, one of the 40 hadith for Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh. And this hadith is in the line with what we've been talking for the last 4 weeks about the haram and the prohibition and the unlawful working and the unlawful earning. This hadith, which is the 6th hadith and reported by An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-halal bayyin والحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهة لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس، فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه، ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام، كراع يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتعى فيه، ألا وإن لكل ملك حمى، ألا وإن حمى الله محارمه، ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح سائر الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد سائر الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. رواه الإمام البخاري ومسلم رحمة الله عليهما. Very important hadith. Muslim in general have to focus in this hadith, and for those who live in a country that the haram more than the halal, they have to write this hadith and put it in front of their eyes, look to it every day. is a hadith which talks about something very important. الحلال بين والحرام بين. And this one of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our Lord Almighty Allah is Rahman and Rahim, most compassionate, most merciful. So he made the halal clear and the haram clear. الحلال بين, plain, so obvious. And haram, and what is prohibited by Allah or prohibited by His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ثم إن علينا بيانا, even explain it, give the tafsir of it, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed to us. We have no excuse. الحلال بين والحرام بين. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us وبينهما أمور مشتبهات. Between these two areas, halal and haram, let's say black and white, بينهما أمور مشتبهات. Between these two areas, what you call it here in America, a gray area. A gray area. But this gray area is not gray. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already has told us, الحلال بين والحرام بين. There is two areas. One is clear cut is halal, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it lawful for you to enjoy yourself. And another area which is totally haram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarify and stay away from it. Now you're taking a chance and driving in a yellow light. Now you're getting to go through the process of going to the court and argue and debating. You may win the case, you may lose the case, but you know there is a green light, which means for you to drive and go. But when it's red, totally stop. Not stop and the car is still moving, and moving little bit by little bit. A stop sign is haram. As a result of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this gray area, this is the yellow light, not everybody aware about. And most of the people did not realize it. It's been clarified by Allah? Yes, of course. If it's been manifested by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, been taught by the Prophet, of course. If the scholars talk about it, of course. But the problem is not the law, it's kathirun min an-nas. A lot of people, they are not qualified to come to see this gray area. And as soon you get, lay down your hand in Arabic dictionary, Arabic English and English Arabic, now you're ready to drive in yellow. And now you're ready to argue the point. In actuality it was foggy and I didn't see it. In actuality the policeman, he saw me with a kufi, he knows I'm a Muslim, now he gave me the ticket. We go through all this process. As a result of this, Allah is telling us, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So ask the people of knowledge, because you are not expertise in this. Okay? So now, take it to those who know it. So Allah said, لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. Because كثير من الناس, majority of mankind, they are not qualified, neither they like to get into the depths and the study of the knowledge of the Quran and the Hadith and the Tafsir and the موضوع and the authentic and the fabricated Hadith. Not everybody been cut for this. Some people cut to be professional, some people been cut to be students, some people been cut to be whatever. Everybody have his own different taste. But when it comes about religion, everybody wants to be a scholar. But when it comes about a fever and a headache and heart problem, nobody wants to touch it. See, brother, you better go consult another doctor. You see, although he went to one doctor, but say, brother, you better consult another doctor. Is he expertise in heart? But in Islam, anybody, he maybe even took shahada two years ago or even 2 months ago, he is willing to give you the fatwa. And now we're going to drive in what you call it black area. It's not clear to me. So did you ask? No, but in actuality, I have a channel called Iqra, or I have a channel called Noor, or whatever different channel that he's watching, and I saw a sheikh. Do you know who is he? He looked like a sheikh. He dressed like a sheikh. But what is the evidence? What did he say? What verse he recorded? What hadith? No, but you understand. You think it's going to be a TV channel for all the thousands of Muslims, a million of Muslims watching, and the people going to... Brother, anybody can come in front of the camera. Even me, I stand in front of the camera. But does not mean that I'm right. Not everybody in the TV, that means this gives him a certificate that he knows what he's talking about. And how many people have given even fatwa about usury? Oh, you living in America is okay. Because Imam so-and-so say, if you living in a kafir country, now you can eat that. You can sell the khamr. You can sell the khinzir. Because they are not drinking it, but you are selling it. Subhanallah. We do it not because that we don't know better, because we shopping for fatwa, and some of us, that's what they've been looking for. So as soon he hear it in one of these TV channels, or that somebody said to him is okay, he is willing to make all his business in it because he got a fatwa. But the Prophet ﷺ said, between the halal and the haram, أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. Is it mean some of the people know it? Yes. As a result of this, we need to go to those people. فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. The people who are expertise, they dedicated their life to study what Allah said, what the Prophet said, and what the Sahaba understood, and they're going to give it to you. Now, it's the way how you shopping. Not the problem with the law. لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس. فمن اتقى الشبهات. What is your position as a Muslim? When you have this so-called gray area, فمن اتقى الشبهات. As a Muslim, you avoid this so-called gray area. You stay in halal 100% and avoid what is known to be haram and clarify in the book of Allah and in the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is haram. Brother, but you know, Imam Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayhi, he said music is okay. Subhanallah. What do you know about Imam Ibn Hazm? Most of the Muslim, 90% common Muslims, they know about Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ibn Ahmad Ibn Hanbal. They know about this. But you don't find everybody know about Imam Ibn Hazm rahmatullah alayhi, although he's a great Imam. You don't hear about the school of Zahiriyya among general Muslim. But because you're looking for something to give you a fatwa, now you're going to make your umda and your imam, Imam Ibn Hazm, because Imam Ibn Hazm, he said, what is the dalil of Imam Ibn Hazm? Imam Ibn Hazm is a great imam. He's a great imam, like you say, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad. He's a great imam. And he has a school of thought like Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik. But does not mean Imam Ibn Hazm is a messenger, neither Imam Shafi'i or Imam Abu Hanifa or any imam. Everybody can make mistakes. Everybody can make mistakes. And he's an imam, great imam. He makes his own ijtihad. Does Imam Ibn Hazm have all the knowledge? Nobody has all the knowledge. Allah said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. All of you, and that each individual of you, you've been not given from the knowledge except a little bit. But because we look in and we shopping for fatwa, now we get to know about school of thought called Zahiriyya. Now we get to know that Imam Ahmad, Muhammad ibn Hazm, and we get to know all these names. And now, brother, I have somebody. A true Muslim, when he come with something, he could not lay down his hand on the evidence, and found the majority of the scholars saying it's haram, and you found one person only saying it's okay, and you found a clear cut hadith in Bukhari and Muslim is saying that it's haram. Now, whosoever avoid, stay away. Stay away from doubtful things. فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. Now you are safe. Now you are protected. Now you are shielded from going into the haram. Because Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. Whosoever fall into doubtful things, soon or later, give him time. Give him time. He's not going to be doing the doubtful things. He was going to be doing the clear-cut haram things. Why? Because you start with the gray area. Give him a year, you will find him in what you call the black area. He kept the habit when he comes to the life. Yellow life, yes. Eat it. The next thing after he got to this habit, now he's eating red light. This reality. Because practicing, getting used to it. Look, brothers and sisters, look the mercy of Allah. Even what we call it doubtful to us. How many things that Allah make it halal in drinking? We could not number them. Start with water, milk, orange juice, apple juice, pineapple, name all the things. Milkshake, you could not count. Now you come and you stick with this beer called free from alcohol. This beer is only 5%. This beer is not from dates, not from barley, from all the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had count. It's been made manufacturing from something. Subhanallah. Why? What is the big deal? All this list, water, what is this water? Subhanallah. The categories of water nowadays, even the spring water itself. Now we leave all these 50 things that is halal, and we come here for a beer that's free of alcohol, or that is not made from raisin, or that is only 2%, and when they boil the water to make it, the 2% will go out in the air and what you call evaporated, and you go in all these details. Why? Why? Why you don't accept the mercy of Allah? Why you don't be grateful to Allah that He gave you all the things, and you come in this so-called gray area? You take yourself to the gray area, give yourself the time, and see what's going to happen. Look to the people who say that Islamic music, or that is not a jazz, or is not whatever, I don't know all this name. What they listening now? They are not listening to so-called regular music. Now everything, even when they go to the bathroom, they could not avoid the music. You can find that the ear infected already, that they already start with music. Now they are in adultery and fornication. Talk to the people who start to curse with one word. How they talk. Look to the people who get used to the haram. But subhanallah, this hadith maybe doesn't apply to many Muslims, especially living in America. Because our problem, most of us who are in business, that is haram, not because we're doing it because it's doubtful. It's clear cut haram. It's clear cut haram. And we're going from haram to haram and from haram to haram. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Why? Because we get used to the ma'asiyah, to the disobedience of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his heart harden. In the end of the hadith is saying, indeed that there is a piece of flesh in the whole body. If it's good, the whole body will be good. If it's corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. What it is the heart. So the problem is when the heart gets used to the disobedience of Allah, now he falls into the haram. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, each king has a sanction. Every king have a special area that nobody's supposed to pasture in it. Only this area for the horses and the cattle of the king. And they put fence around it. So a poor shepherd will come with his sheep and get closer. The next day he gets more closer. Next day he gets more closer. Finally, one of the sheep will jump in the fence and inside what? The pasture of the king. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sanctuary. وَإِنَّ حِمَ اللَّهِ مَحَارِمُ. And the sanctuary of Allah is the prohibited things by Allah. What Allah make it haram, this is his secure area. Say, don't come here. Don't even bother to get closer. Why? Because soon or later, you will jump the fence. Soon or later, you get closer to this fence. Now you will find yourself inside the fence. Now you're going to be locked up in jail because now your horse or your cattle has jumped in the fence of the king, because animals doesn't know anything. Animals see the green grass, they jump for it. And the same thing, your soul tempted with the doubtful, shubha, makruh, dislike, the next thing that your soul will what? Will jump into the haram. Now what you going to do with Allah? So what a wise Muslim need to do is stay away from so-called doubtful things. Otherwise, soon or later, you will be not in the gray area. You're going to be eating the red light. Now you're going to go to jail. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased. So let's be thankful and grateful to Allah for all the halal that He gave us. And if it's not enough halal for you in America to make the thousands of dollars, why you don't be satisfied with the little halal that you can get from? So if you could not find the halal, so why you don't go back home and be content with the halal that you have it in your home country? Brothers and sisters, we have to understand again about our mission in this life. We are not here in this life to be rich. We are not been created to live. Neither we've been created to eat. We've been created to worship Allah, to obey Allah, to be Abdullah and Amadullah. This is our mission. So whenever we found any problem coming to prevent us of living being Abdullah and Amadullah, we have to find a different land and a different home and different society. For excuse to be rich and you going to exceed the limit, this is danger for you. And again, like I said, you are not going to take the convenience store with you when you enter your grave. Neither are you taking the haram stuff with you and the haram income when you go. So it's time to clean yourself before it's too late. And these doubtful things is not only in the income, you can find it in many things. Your relationship with other people, especially with the opposite sex. Now you'll find many things. You may have to be careful, because soon or later it's going to lead you to another relationship, which you call boyfriend and girlfriend, which they call it honest relationship. But after a little while, this honest relationship is not going to be honest anymore, and you'll be sorry. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims. So seek His forgiveness in the whole of Urura. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وارض بما قسم الله لك تكن مؤمنا وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكن مسلما ولا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, avoid the things that prohibited by Allah and His Messenger. You will be the true believer. The more you stay from the haram, the more iman in your heart. And this is the station we want to build. Not the house, not the lake, not the swimming pool, not the jacuzzi. We want to build iman in our heart. We want to strengthen the faith. How? Avoid the haram. Avoid anything prohibited by Allah. In akhlaq, in manner, in treating with people, the way you talk to the people, the way how you buy and sell, in everything, avoid the haram. By avoiding the haram, you will be a believer. And he said, and be content, be satisfied. In regards to what Allah had provided for you, you will be a true Muslim. The problem when we are not happy with the little bit, we want to have more and more. And this is nature of a human being. Your nafs keep crying for more and more. If you are not going to stop yourself from crying for more, it's not going to stop. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ تَكُمْ مُسْلِمًا. Reality of being a Muslim, a person who really submit and accept the will of Allah, be happy and content with a little bit of halal. You're still alive? You're doing good? You have a roof over your head? So what? Be pleased. Stop nagging. Stop complaining. I don't have it. So and so came after me to this country 2 years after me, and you have a house. I don't have a house. So what? Why you don't look to somebody say, so and so came to this country after me, mashallah, every day he's going to the mosque, but I've been here for 5 years, I'm not going every day to the mosque. We're competing with something else. We have to start to understand what is our aim in this life. What is our goal in this life? Why Allah created us? When you lose focus, is a serious problem. And desire for people, whatever you desire for yourself, you will be a true person, a true Muslim. And don't laugh too much. Because laughing too much, it kills the heart. You see, brothers, in all the hadith, in all the verses, you always hear about hearts. This is it. This is the whole thing. we're concerned about the way how we look, how we brushing our teeth, we're concerned about how we combing our hair cut, the style, the baggy pants, all this thing, is not changing anything. When you start to think about your heart, now, everything will change. So worry about what kind of perfume, how expensive the perfume, what the style of a hair, how big is the pants, how this and that, how the headpiece is bent up, how is this, how I look, how my top and my skirt match in my blouse. We so worry about the outside. So, the starter is not working. Oh, wow, hey, wow, bad car. Yeah, but you know this bad car could not go 1 mile because the starter is not. The engine is bad. So, what if everybody admiring this car, but the car could not take you any place? Crank it, it doesn't crank. So your heart is not working? This is it. He keep bumping, anything is not working. So, stop laughing too much. Stop laughing too much because it kills your heart. This means now we need to start to think about this heart. Because the other hadiths say that if this piece of flesh is good, the whole body will be good. And if it's corrupted, the whole body will be corrupted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse our heart, to revive our heart, to give us a sound and healthy heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from the doubtful things, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with us, to take care of us, to help us to be a better Muslim, a better believer, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleans our income, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making us pleased to him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making us pleased to him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.